up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
I'm Jason Fetty. Here's the news for Thursday. A standing room only crowd and many elected Laguna Beach officials turned out for a Coastal Commission hearing Wednesday in Newport Beach. They were there to support the remodeling of the Ranch Golf Course and Hotel in Aliso Canyon, which is now under commission review. Three elected city council members, Laguna's city manager, a former chairman of its planning commission, as well as local residents, joined ranch co-owner Mark Christie in lobbying for the project during the commission's public comment period. In his testimony, local Tom Berryman said, "This project will someday undoubtedly earn awards and be held up as a model of environmental stewardship. When that day comes, you, the commissioners, will not want to be portrayed as having been conned by a disgruntled individual making specious assertions." Christie took advantage of the commission's proximity to organise a rally, sending out an email appeal for supporters 2 weeks ago. He chartered three large private buses for the trek between the ranch and the neighbouring town and handed out black T-shirts emblazoned with the back of a California Bear flag. Ranch hands ringed the meeting room with lettered signs that read, "Support the ranch." The commission took no action on the ranch, which hasn't yet been set for a hearing. 16 years after a woman's body was discovered in Laguna Canyon, law enforcement investigators yesterday arrested her son-in-law as the suspect in the cold case homicide as he was about to enter an Aliso Viejo gym. The district attorney's office says John Edward Gutierrez, 46, was held for $1 million bail and will be arraigned at a time and date that has yet to be determined. Laguna Beach police say the investigation of Lillian Davila's mysterious disappearance and death in 1998 by bludgeoning and asphyxiation reached a turning point 5 years ago. Investigators replicated the temperature readings at the precise location where the body was discovered in Laguna Canyon, where temperatures can vary dramatically. The inquiry revealed the original estimated time of Davila's death, the day before she was found, was inaccurate. They believed she was killed earlier. Police say that finding undercut the alibi of their primary suspect. Gutierrez could account for his whereabouts in the 24 hours after the body was found, but not on the day Davila disappeared, which was 5 days earlier. Cox Communications cancelled its planned broadcast of a forum with Laguna Beach City Council candidates on Wednesday when only one turned up at the appointed hour. Paul Merritt says he was surprised to learn his drive to Cox's Rancho Santa Margarita Studios was fruitless. Apparently only three of the seven candidates, incumbent Tony Eisman and challengers Merritt and Eli Grossman, had agreed to submit to questioning in the 3 p.m. forum. Merritt was told no other Orange County city has shunned Cox's forum. He points out it's free TV time with an independent broadcaster. But how many other cities subject candidates to so many of their own locally organised public forums? So far, Laguna candidates have fielded questions at four separate forums, and three more are scheduled, including one tonight. And finally, CANDU, the Canyon Alliance of Neighbourhoods Defence Organisation, hosts its first forum for city council candidates tonight at 6 p.m. The focus will be on Laguna Canyon issues and solutions and will be held at the Boys and Girls Club, Main Branch, in Laguna Canyon. And that is the news from KX at 1 Laguna and KX 93.5 for Thursday. I'm Jason Fetty.